Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Working from home or working remote isn't always as glamorous as some people make it out to be. You still have to put in the work to be successful.
You did it for a little bit, no?
A year.
Yeah.
I think there's this false idea that some people who work from home have the flexibility to do what they want 100% of the time.
Well, when you see them rolling the streets at 1 p.m., you're like, aren't you working? They're like,
people
yeah, no,
take,
I am.
People take lunch breaks. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, and today we're asking anyone if they have a partner who comes off as jealous of your flexible work schedule. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Brett is on the phone with us this morning, who says his girlfriend constantly makes him feel guilty about working from home. How many of you can actually relate? Let's get him on with us. Hi, good morning, Brett.
Hey, morning, guys.
So what's with the animosity coming from your lady?
Well, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this call, but right now I'm too tired to care.
Oh, send it. Send it.
So I work from home, and my girlfriend hates it. Mm-hmm. And I think there's this misconception that people who work from home have, like, all the free time in the world, and that's just not the case.
I don't know. Really, I know some of those people that work from home, and they're out to lunch at any hour of the day. I'm like, well, what are you doing today? They're like, well, I'm working. I'm like, you're at Dorado, so.
Well, it depends on what you do. Not everybody has that time to get away when they work remote. Some people are glued to their computers.
Actually, my job's really demanding.
What do you do?
Tech sales, okay. And I have quotas I have to meet. And don't get me wrong, it's definitely nice a majority of the time. I like taking breaks when I want. I live downtown, so, you know, some days I can walk to a coffee place and just take an hour to myself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it.
You know, when I say that, the first words out of her mouth are, oh, it must be nice.
Oh, not the must be nice. See, that's always the toughest. I mean, I hate it when it comes from strangers, but when it comes from a loved one, you're like, what's going on here?
Is there some sort of jealousy coming from her? That's what it sounds like.
I'm sure there is, but she, you know, she has a preconceived notion about what it's like. I mean, I work 50 hours a week, and just because I'm doing it from home, in her mind, I'm not contributing enough in the relationship.
What does she want you to do?
She told me that I should have the apartment cleaned and shopping done, and like every other chore should be taken care of because I'm at home, but I'm glued to my computer most days. She doesn't get that. I would do everything humanly possible to make her happy, but she won't do the same for me. She doesn't even have sex with me anymore.
Oh my God. This really took a turn.
How long do you think it's been? If you don't mind me asking.
I mean, I don't know, nothing crazy, like 3 months.
Oh God.
That's not bad at all.
Oh my
three
God.
3 months is kind of a long time,
is
Brett.
Is she withholding because she's mad that you're working from home, from home, quote unquote?
Yeah, she's pissed about something here, and it's clearly this.
Well, she's upset because she thinks I have this flexible schedule and I can just, you know, do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Not the case. I always find it weird when partners are jealous of each other because it's like, what are we doing here? Well, There's nothing to be jealous of.
What does she do for a living?
She works at Tops.
Mm,
she works at Tops.
I would hate that too.
Oh,
I'd be jealous too. Respectfully,
I mean, really, that she hates her job and she's taking it out on me. She's
right, 100%.
Respectfully, yeah,
100%.
Of course.
But so get this. This is where it gets even a little bit worse, I think. So right before Christmas break, she told me one of my New Year's resolutions should be finding a real job instead of sitting at home all day pretending to work.
Oh,
and
God.
I actually started looking. She convinced me I don't actually do anything that is substantial for work, even though I make 30,000 more a year than she does.
Mm. Okay. Why is she bitching then?
So you make way more money than she makes, and she's still asking you to find a new job. That's wild to me.
Yeah. And it's just that thought process. I hate people who have it. And it's just really messed up, and I'm not sure what to do with this situation. She means the world to me, but she's just angry all the time.
You got to figure out what you're going to do in this situation, man. Obviously, we can't tell you what to do. I would definitely leave her, but of course, that's your decision.
That's very drama.
I just don't know what to do, and I just wanted to know, would you guys leave your job for a partner, or would you continue doing what you love?
Never. Yeah. Never, not once.
Yeah, what?
No.
What good is that going to do? You're just going to end up resenting her in the future.
Right, no.
You're going to leave what you love doing? Why? I mean, there's no reason for it. I still don't understand why she's so bitter. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave your job, Brett.
Do not.
It sounds like that's the direction you're headed, and I don't recommend it, buddy.
I don't either.
How many of you else have been in Brett's shoes where you have a partner or somebody that you live with that's extremely jealous of your work schedule and the flexibility you have? Or you just work at home and they think you're doing nothing all day. Why? Brett, good luck, buddy.
We're praying for you.
Guys, I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, man. We appreciate your call. Let us keep us updated on what happens, okay?
I sure will.
All right, man. Take care. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Oh, my God. Poor guy.
That's really tough.
What do you do in that situation?
I don't know.
Continue to make $30,000 more than your partner.
And sit at home while doing it.
Yeah, right? Let's go to some text coming in right now. 585-252-9800. Brett is, he's going through it.
Yeah.
Jeff says, I work remote, but it is not poolside or doing whatever I want in only 2 hours of work. It's a full day. And often more because it's hard to separate work from home life. That is true. I get that too. The perks are nice. There's no commute. There's flexibility. You save on gas. But if your girlfriend is demanding you get another job because she's insecure that she works at Tops and you have an actual career, then leave her. Okay, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
That was very
Shots
direct.
Fired. This person says, my ex works from home and he would complain all the time over and over again about how hard it is. Like, bro, you work in your pajamas and walk three steps a day. I'm confused where I'm supposed to be feeling bad for you. Or you also take your computer in the bath with you during your lavender bath time and work from the tub.
Oh, God.
Right.
I think that was the toughest part for me is because when I was working with Zoom, I was on 10 hours of Zoom calls every single day. And for me, there was nothing creative about it. I wasn't tapping into my creative side. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just sitting there.
Just plugging away.
On call after call, not moving.
Your ass is numb.
Painful. You're not really getting much exercise. I've been working from home for 3 years, and honestly, it sucks. I've never had the chance to leave. And when you work and live in the same place, it can get pretty stale. Hey, guys, good morning. I used to work from home, and it was a living hell. I woke up, had coffee, and then sat in front of my PC for 9 hours or more.
Ugh.
And then when I finished, it was already nighttime, and I was tired. It also gets incredibly easy to mix up work with your personal life.
Right.
Because there's no physical barriers between you and work.
This person says, not a healthy relationship. What happens when you add anything else to the relationship? Marriage, children, moving into a bigger place. It would be an absolute nightmare. This person says he needs to leave her. This person says, Brett, babe, she's falling out of love with you. Either won't admit that she wants to leave you first, and she's finding reasons and excuses to pick at everything because she's starting to resent you. I know she means the world to you, but you've got to let this go. I've been in your shoes. Don't let your partner ruin your life while you try to make them love you again.
Yeah, and he seems like a hard worker, and he's getting punished for it. I don't know who this person. Oh, John. Brett, you haven't had sex with your girlfriend in 3 months because she's cheating on you with someone she works with at Tops. Jesus.
This person says, couples therapy or a third-party mediator can help. Doesn't matter that you're home all day, and home chores should be split regardless. And then this person says, also, where are these at-home jobs at? Hook a girl up.
They're hard to find.
Truly.
Maybe we can reach out to Brett for you. He's in tech sales. Is that something that sounds like it would tickle your fancy? You want to do tech sales?
Big tech sales energy. Yikes.
I can't picture you sitting at a desk all day for 9-10 hours.
I would
on Zoom calls.
Have the attention span of a squirrel. I'd be like, we should probably clean out my closet right now. They're like, you have a meeting. So
That's pretty much Breezy summed up. Yeah. Brett, keep making that $30,000 more.
Yeah.
You're a hard worker. And a lot of these texts coming in right now, do not leave your job. Keep doing what you love doing. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I'm Ross Salim.
If you love Starbucks and hanging out there, well, it's going to cost you as the company is revising their open door policy. Absolutely not. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you got to buy something.
If you want to hang out in Starbucks or use the restroom or literally do anything in there, you're going to have to buy something. Starbucks on Monday said that it was revising a policy that invites everyone into its stores. A new code of conduct will be posted on all company-owned North American stores that also bans discrimination, harassment, consumption of alcohol, smoking, vaping, drug use, and panhandling. I guess they've been having issues with this. A Starbucks spokesperson said that the new rule is designed to help prioritize paying customers and have all of their stores have the same exact rules in line with each other.
That's right.
So that brand new Starbucks on Park Ave, you're not going in unless you buy Cake Pop.
Yeah, I don't think they have a huge issue in that location. A lot of college students on Park Ave, most of the people that go in there, they're working. Everybody's got a laptop. They're right. Doing something. Like when I lived in Hollywood, we had this one homeless guy that sit outside. He would go into the Starbucks and smoke crack.
Oh.
You know, I remember one time one of the baristas was like, Jim, you gotta buy something. I'm like, what about the crack pipe? It was just a very obnoxious time.
Yeah.
I lived within a 1 mile radius from 5 Starbucks locations.
Jeez.
5. And they closed all 4 of them down but one because they kept having the same issue. Yeah. A lot of people are going in there with their crack pipes.
No more open door policy.
Can't do it.
Gotta.
So don't even think about it. Don't even think about going into that Starbucks with that crack pipe. You better buy a coffee or
Cake
Pop. I mean,
a lot of people do just like hang out there, though. So you got to buy something. You can't be in there.
It's all businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
It is.
All right. Who wants
smoking that crack pipe? It's easy peasy.
You can't. I mean, you got to stop doing it. All righty. Who wants to win Kevin Hart tickets for next week to go see him live in Buffalo? We're looking for caller 8 right now to win a pair of tickets for everyone's favorite game,
Can't Beat Breezy.
585-252-9800. If you think you have what it takes to beat our girl Breezy in pop culture trivia, this is for Kevin Hart tickets live in Buffalo at Shays Performing Arts Center for next Wednesday night, the 22nd. We do it next on the show. Caller 8 right now. Good luck.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Can't Beat
Breezy!
That's right, and we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to go see Kevin Hart in Buffalo, January 22nd. That's next Wednesday night at Shays Performing Arts Center.
Beautiful.
You do not want to miss the show. I promise you, it's nothing but laughs all night long. I mean,
it's hilarious.
It's Kevin Hart we're talking about. Breezy starts 2025 off with a record of 3-2.
These are like these are playoff stats. You know what I mean? Like, I'm crushing it. I'm literally running with this because I've really never had more wins than losses.
That's true. This has never happened. Let's go to the phones. We are looking for caller 8 right now to play the game. PXY, who's this?
Hi, it's Sam.
Hi, Sam. Where are you calling from this morning?
East Rochester.
East Rochester. Well, do them proud because you're caller 8!
Sam, you're going down.
I'm going to try not to.
Perfect.
Why don't you trash talk a little bit, Sam? Really get into it. Tell Breezy what's up.
Terrifying.
It's terrifying? Right,
well,
okay.
Well, I will say when I hear it on the radio, I do very well. So I'm going to hope that my fear doesn't scare her.
Okay, let's put it to the test then. Breezy's going to leave the room. I'm giving you 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end with a tie, Breezy, our girl Sam automatically gets the win. And she's heading out right now. Okay, Sam?
Yes.
Are you ready? Let's go to question number 1, okay? 5 seconds to answer each question. Sam, how tall is Kevin Hart?
5'3"?
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right, we're going with 5-3. Question number 2. What is the least favorite M&M color?
Yellow.
Going with yellow. All righty. Question number 3, Sam. What is the appliance that is used to generate and distribute heat throughout a home? What is that appliance called?
A furnace. Heater.
Going with furnace. All right, let's go to question number 4. Do you like fast food, Sam?
Love it.
Love it. What is the slogan for the popular fast food chain? KFC.
Finger looking good.
All right, putting you down for finger licking good. And then let's go to question 5. Sam, do us proud. This is an easy one. What is the name of the 1996 movie where this A-list celebrity plays a cable repairman?
Jim Carrey.
What's the name of the movie?
Oh, The Cable Guy. Sorry.
The Cable Guy. All right, let's bring Breezy back into the room. All right, so we're tallying these up right now. Breezy, our girl Sam, has, not too shabby, 3 out of 5.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Let's go over to our girl Breeze. All right, Sam, sit tight.
Sam's losing it. She's
sometimes all you need is just one correct answer to beat our girl Breezy.
Literally.
All right, Sam,
let's
stay there.
Let's do it.
Breezy, question number 1.
Yes.
How tall is Kevin Hart?
5'4".
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right. 5'4".
He's short.
Breezy, question number 2. What is the least favorite M&M color?
Blue.
The most vibrant color. Blue? Okay. Right. All right. Let's go with blue.
Blue.
Question number 3. What is the appliance that is used to generate and distribute heat throughout a home?
An HVAC. I don't know.
Wait,
I don't work for Isaac.
An HVAC?
Yeah.
All right. Final answer. Breezy, question number 4. What is the slogan for the popular fast food chain KFC?
Finger looking good.
Oh, yeah. Question number 5. Breezy. I can't remember if we did this for Mooster Peace Theater. What is the name of the 1996 movie where this A-list celebrity plays a cable repairman?
Joe the Cable Guy?
Say again?
Joe the Cable Guy?
Joe the Cable Guy?
Or, yeah.
Who's the actor?
I don't know.
1996 film. He plays a cable repairman.
Am I naming the film or the actor?
The film.
Joe the Cable Guy.
All right. Joe the Cable Guy. All right, let's tally these up. Okay. Sam, are you ready? How do you feel?
I'm terrified.
How do you feel, though?
I feel like I could have done it because, you know, I've heard she doesn't like movies, so I know that's
Are you listening to the right show?
Literally, an entire bit just about movies. Literally love movies.
That's her entire personality.
Yeah, no, I'm obsessed.
That's okay. All right, let's go over. We already know Sam got 3 out of 5. We're tallying Breezy up. Breezy, out of 5 questions, you got 1 correct. That means...
Damn it.
Sam, you got yourself the tickets!
I did it! Look at me!
You're going to see Kevin Hart!
Woo!
Let's go through these. Both of you got question 1 wrong, but you were close. Kevin Hart is actually 5'5". Sam, you said 5'3". Breezy said 5'4". The least favorite M&M color is brown, not yellow or blue.
Oh.
A furnace distributes heat throughout the home. Good job, Sam. Finger licking good is KFC's slogan. And the name of that 1996 movie starring Jim Carrey is The Cable Guy. But you were close.
So close, Breeze.
You were very close.
So close. Joe the Cable Guy used to be an old listener of ours. He used to work for Time Warner. So.
Okay, that's not even remotely close.
That's definitely.
All right, Sam, congratulations. Who are you taking to the show with you?
My husband.
Oh, he's going to love this then. You guys are going to have the best time at Kevin Hart. We're giving a pair of tickets to go see Kevin Hart every single day the rest of this week. So make sure you guys listen to win. Hey, Sam, What's the only station in the city hooking you up to go see Kevin Hart?
90XPXY.
98PXY.